few nights ago, a radio signal got sent out from these coordinates. It could be the mysterious island that Jules Verne wrote about.
You think you're gonna travel halfway around the world and meet up with some lunatic who's messing around on a ham radio?
It's not some lunatic. It's my grandfather.
He's been looking for Mysterious Island for over half of his life.
This is heaven. I'm checking in.
This is amazing.
Well, don't just stand there.
Grandpa!
Who's up for an adventure?
Okay, here's the deal. 2008's Journey to the Center of the Earth gets a sequel with Dwayne Johnson taking over the father figure role for Josh Hutcherson. In the film, they go on a search for Jules Verne's mysterious island in the middle of the most dangerous part of the ocean. Like the previous film, this movie is completely silly with stupid characters and a nonsensical plot. But that's not the point of it. When they finally get to the mysterious island, leave your brain at the door and enjoy the goofy family adventure. The effects are neat to watch, and the tone of the film is light and fast-paced enough to keep you from focusing on all the inherent silliness. By the time things really got rolling, this gave me fond memories of watching shows like Land of the Lost and Danger Island on the TV in the 70s, and I found a lot to love about it. Journey 2, The Mysterious Island gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.